I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soul School Lesson 62. 2 weeks ago, I did a Soul School on hope, and then I did one the following week on peace, and this time it's going to be on joy, and next week it's going to be on love. And those are the four themes that lead up to Christmas. Those are the four themes of Advent. And of course, those are universal themes that we take, hopefully, in our hearts, and we can store them up and keep them all year round. There are those eternal ideals and those eternal truths that we all need to survive during struggle and hardship. And I wanted to bring some new ideas and topics into our consciousness to hopefully feed us in dark times, but also if we're not in dark times, that we can hopefully share some light with other people who need it. Christmas can be the most wonderful time of the year, just like the song says. A lot of people think of Christmas as their very favorite holiday and their very favorite season. It's full of wonderful sights and smells and lights and just a lot of fun getting together with family and friends. And it can be just wonderful for people. But there's also a lot of people who have trouble during this time of the year, and it can be a time of sorrow and disappointment and a lot of bad memories, and it can just be a really difficult time. If you come from a family that has been broken apart, it can be a time of tensions and going back and forth to family and fights, and it can be really a challenging time. And I'd say that in my own life in the past, there have been more difficult holidays than there have been good ones. There have been more hard memories than there have been pleasant ones. And so I relate more to people who feel conflicted about the Christmas holidays than to people who really look forward to them and treasure them all year long. I have had some fantastic holidays and some fantastic memories, but I've also had a lot of pain and misery during Christmas time. So the topic of joy, I've had to personally delve into much deeper and think about, what is joy really? What are we talking about when we talk about joy? And in doing some personal research on it and digging more deeply into it, I've found some things that I think will bring you some comfort and joy, and I hope that will bless you, and I hope you will pass this on somehow to someone else and bless someone else's life when you dig into it yourself and when you listen to some of the things I'm going to talk about today. One of my personal definitions I came up with for joy is sturdy happiness. And so we can think of joy sometimes if our heart just fills with great joy. It feels a lot like happiness, but it sort of doesn't. Happiness is something that seems very circumstantial oftentimes for us. It can be like having wonderful news, or you can maybe have a win go your way in some way in life, or just experience gladness, this usually circumstantially or something like that. But joy is something deeper and richer, and it seems to be underneath other things too. You can have joy even when the circumstances aren't around to give you a reason for happiness. Joy can kind of sustain you and be sturdy and get you through the darker times. Joy isn't always going to be seen externally. Where happiness might be, you might have a smile on your face when you're happy, you might have a light in your eyes when you're happy, and that might be true with joy too, but joy can also be felt in just a inner strength inside. At least that's the way I have noticed it in my own life, and maybe you've experienced it differently. To me, joy reminds me of a buoy or a buoy that is on the water's surface, but it's tied down deep to the ocean floor. A buoy can get bounced around in the waves, but it is always rooted down deep and tethered there to the rocks. And so there's this sustaining element to it. You can still have a person who is generally cheerful and generally joyful, even though they might be going through a really hard time. It's not like you're seeing a person who's faking joy or faking happiness, but they are sort of positive despite their circumstances, and they sort of have a, I'm going to get through this kind of attitude, even though their circumstances or their difficulties might look really, really challenging. I've noticed this with some people, I've witnessed who are going through what is a terminal cancer or a really dire circumstance where a lot of other people would have been deeply discouraged. And it isn't that these joyful people don't have times of real doubt and discouragement, but somehow they are clinging to this something else, this deeper joy that allows them to be somewhat cheerful and somewhat positive despite what looks to be a really dire situation. And so that's what I mean by sturdy happiness. It doesn't mean they're whistling and singing and yippee all the time, despite what's happening around them. But there's something else going on that's giving them this strength. It might look like a cheerfulness or a gratefulness. It might look like grace under fire or grace under pressure. Sometimes joy in a person comes out as something that looks like a heart is swelling with happiness, but it also can turn up as just enough strength to take that next difficult step in a difficult journey. In terms of nourishing and cultivating your own joy in your own life, the fuel for joy is gratitude. So I'll say that again, it is so worth repeating. I have to say it to myself to remind myself. The fuel for joy is gratitude. Sometimes we'll think, I know I'm supposed to be grateful, but right now I'm just so bummed out. I don't want to even think about being grateful for something because I'm just disgusted. I'm fed up. I'm sick of the way things are going. But one of the things that C.S. Lewis said about joy is that in describing it, we can describe it sometimes most accurately by what joy is not. And what joy is most unlike is agony. And what joy is most unlike is misery. And the way we combat those things is by realizing our circumstances aren't as dire as they could be. And that really is where gratitude comes in. And so if you're not feeling so joyful, and I don't mean happy, like you're not going to feel happy all the time, because sometimes things just stink. But if you're not feeling as joyful as you want to be, and you're not taking hold of this ideal, this truth that can sustain you, look back over your life and realize some of the things that have really gone your way, some things that have really broken in your favor, some things right now that if certain circumstances hadn't have gone certain ways, you wouldn't be in the good situation that you're in right now. Or the friendships that you've made that have really sustained and helped you. Or the family members that you've had that have been a blessing to you. Or the kindnesses that different people have shown you over the years. You might not be as grateful as you could be. And along with gratitude is paired thanksgiving. And so if you go back and you thank the people that you're grateful to, that only enhances your gratitude and therefore fuels your joy even further. So if you want more comfort and joy in this season, go back to gratitude and allow it to fill up your tank full of joy. During this time in Christmas, or maybe whenever you're hearing this, could be any time of the year, this applies this all year long. It's an evergreen topic. During this time of year in particular, though, we can be extra busy. We might be cooking more things. We might be wrapping more presents. We might be under different obligations to meet with certain friends or family for different occasions. And we might be afraid we're going to leave people out, or we're worried what people we might offend or hurt feelings, or there might be certain tensions we have to work through with different people that we'll be in the same room with. We might feel left out of certain circles or certain situations, and we might feel like other families or other friends have it better than us, and we wish that we had it better than we do. It's easy during this season to see everybody's pictures or everybody's happy smiles and assume they have it better than you do. And some people might have it better than you do, and some people might be good at pretending that they have it better than you do. Don't assume when you see somebody's Instagram feed or see their humble brags that everything is as what it seems. People are often positioning themselves in the best way possible so that you can see what's best about their life. But you really don't know what happens in their hearts, in their quiet moments, and behind closed doors. So don't allow that to steal your joy. Instead, try to actually be happy for them and grateful for them for their good fortune. That might sound really hard to do, and you might be struck with jealousy instead of joy, but offer that up as a gift to them. I'm really happy for you. Give people the gift of gratitude for their good fortune or for their goodness in their life. And that can actually give you joy too. You are never at a loss. Nothing is being stolen from you when you allow yourself to be happy for other people, truly happy for good things that happen to other people. Sometimes we think, you know, oh, that person didn't deserve that, and I'm kind of angry that they have that and I don't, and what makes them so deserving of such and such. But if you actually think of it in a different way, like, that's really actually great that that happened for them. And think of it objectively, just on paper. Like, on paper, is that great that something good went that person's way? Yeah, it's great. It doesn't mean anything really got taken from you. You can be joyful for that other person, and you can be grateful that good things happen to people. And in turn, hopefully that will spur on your own joy. And offering somebody a good word like that, I'm really happy that happened to you, people will also reciprocate that usually. And people can sense when you feel jealous or envious of their circumstances. And people might be jealous of your circumstances. But when you have a generosity to your spirit, and you share what you have and also share in other people's joy, it nourishes everyone. It's like planting a garden, a community garden, and then everybody can participate and everybody can gain from that harvest. That is just another way to bring comfort and joy and more of it to your life. For homework this Soul School, I try to have homework as much as possible each week for you, and I hope that you do it. I hope that you do your homework. It's something extra to kind of push you that extra step to see if you can cultivate some fruit in your life that will go further than just listening to something and then just quickly forgetting it. This time on Soul School, your homework is to spread more comfort and joy. And so if you find it hard to have comfort and joy this season, see what you can do to create some for someone else. In doing so, you'll find more yourself. So that just means doing some extra kindness. And let me tell you, there are so many people who are lonely this time of year, because if they watch television or they're out and they hear carols mentioning about family and friends and all the fun everybody's having except for them, they can feel so left out. This is especially true in the older population, where a lot of their friends and family have passed away. And this is especially true in the incarcerated population, in local jails, local prisons, state correction facilities, and federal correction facilities. If you have the chance to visit people in prison and just give them a good word, I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanted you to know that you're not forgotten. People feel so forgotten when they're in jail. Sometimes their family comes and sees them. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're too busy. Sometimes they don't even care. They've been fighting with them. And to punish them, they won't visit them during the holidays. If you feel like you don't have enough joy, you can offer it to someone else. You can offer comfort and joy to someone else, and you will receive comfort and joy as a reward. See if you can spread a little extra comfort and joy. And if you have extra comfort and joy, because Christmas has usually been a good time for you and it's been your favorite time of the year, if you have extra, please, please share a cup of comfort with someone who might need it. Keep your eyes open for someone who looks tired or weary or lonely or in somehow in need. Reach out in an extra special way this season and offer some. Joy is something that isn't related to our circumstances, but sometimes our circumstances can dig in and cut into us and give us more misery and agony in a way that we might feel we need a little more comfort and joy. And so it is up to us to add some more kindness and light to the world. And that can happen, of course, all year round. But if you're listening to this at Christmas time, sometime in December, I ask as a favor to me if you would spread a little more spark and a little more light into the world. And I thank you so much for listening to this. Next week on Wednesday, we will be talking about love. hopefully in a new way that you may have never heard about before. And I wish you blessing and comfort and joy.